Okay, we are picking up with the halachas of Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Chalias B'Shabbos. So just some very, very important halachas that we need to discuss in the halachas of Shal Shus, just to finish up that end, is that we pointed out you can eat a regular suda, you can eat regular food, you're also allowed to weigh with Paskin to have a zimun, and you can even sing Zmiros Shabbos. That's what Moshe points out in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Tzimun Kufir Beis, that even if you don't always sing Shal Shus songs, but you want to, that would be totally fine. And it's quoted in the name of Rishlomo Zalman Arbach that in the yeshiva, assuming it's called Torah, that he paskin that you can sing the zmiras, that they should sing, they can sing the zmiras, they normally sing every shalosh shadas, but maybe they shouldn't add to that, to those normal zmiras. So those are all important, but it's very, very important. The Mishnah Berurah points out you should tell this over to people, so Mekayim the Mishnah Berurah, that you must stop eating by Shkia. You're not allowed to eat after Shkia. You're not allowed to eat any moments after that. And also, you're also not allowed to wash yourself after that point either. So you really should do Mayim Achronim before the Shkia, and that would be allowed. However, you don't have to sit on the floor, and you're not going to take off your shoes until after we'll get into when that is later. But that is only those two things kicking right away, and you should be careful to realize that. So that is going to be something, and even benching, you shouldn't, because benching, if you're mevarach al hakos, especially if you're managing with people, then you definitely have to finish the benching, because you're going to have to finish the benching before the shkia, in order that you're allowed to drink the kos shel bracha. So that is very important halacha number one. Very important halacha number two, which is just Rav Ami quoted the name of Nemetzal, that this year, since it's the Shabbos nidche, since the Shabbos is nidche, really because it falls out on Shabbos, so Rav Nemetzal is mekel that any woman who is nursing a woman who is shortly after birth, the pashas is 30 days. You could double check how long that is known to maybe allow a living further, but pashas are usually in halacha 30 days. And someone who's pregnant, those people do not need a fast this year, which then comes up. If they don't need a fast, it's very important to note that they have to make havdalah. They have to make havdalah. They're really not supposed to make havdalah over wine because it's still Tisha B'Av. They shouldn't be having meat, right? It's still Tisha B'Av observed. We're still makbid on the halachas on our days, even in a normal year, till Chatzos of Yud Ba'av, because the Beis HaMikdash was actually burning, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, if I was around that generation, I would have made the whole fast on Yud Ba'av, so the day of the 10th is still a day of mourning. And you should not be having wine, so what comes up, you should be using Chamar Medina. So the problem is, a lot of people, I just mentioned that category, you have a chol also, so the Renamitza also passes again, they don't have to do Shiurim, he says they could eat their regular amounts. But when it comes to Havdalah though, they can't. Chamar Medina usually is considered something which is like a chashev drink, so many times that is going to be something like schnapps or something like beer. So the women who are pregnant or are nursing probably don't want to be drinking, it's not healthy for them to be drinking schnapps or beer. So Rav Scheinberg was mekel to allow even other juices like orange juice and apple juice, and even I think soda. I think Rav Chaim also was, but I'm pretty sure Nemetzal is a much more machmer gedder about that. So I didn't have a chance to confirm actually after all me this, so waiting until to answer if Rav Nemetzal will allow any of those drinks, because if he doesn't, then I'm not really sure which beverage, if any, that are non-alcoholic would fall into that category. It's going to be problematic a little bit for the women who need to hear Havdalah on Motei Shabbos when Tisha B'Av will be observed this year. So that is going to be a highly problematic issue. So now with regards to the other halachas of sitting on a low stool, you're not allowed to sit on a chair, so you're eating shalosh shadas, you finish your shalosh shadas, you benched, do I now have to go on the floor after shkia? So that halacha seems to be that no, that one we wait. Only with regards to washing yourself and the fasting, we don't tell you to eat because the fast has started, those two things we tell you because that's not nikkur. However, with regards to sitting, if you're going to start sitting on the ground, that for sure is going to be nikkur, and therefore we're makel on that until Tzeis HaKochavim. That is clear, and Rav Yashav says it right, that in Bein HaShemashos, Motei Shabbos, we do not sit on the ground. However, in one of the Sfarim that we're looking at, Karlei Moed, a wonderful sefer, I've used it for a lot of halachas before, so he was very close to Rav Chaim, so he asked, Rav Chaim, maybe there's a hiddur to stand the whole time, because that's not going to be, or lie down somewhere, but that's not necessarily nikkur, that it's mitzad avilus. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that there was no such minug, and you don't have to be makbid for that. Over that point either. So meaning you could sit on your chair until you're going to shul. Now with regards to taking off your shoes, that is another big shaila in and dion in the Rishonim. We have the Sefer Apartis, which is in the name of Rashi. He's quoted as saying that you take off, after baruchu, you take off your shoes. Another minhag is quoted that only the shliach tzibur will take off after baruchu. And another minhag that is quoted in Rishonim is, and this is actually the one that the Gosmanim quotes the Ramazan and the Paskin like the Maril, because the Maril quotes it many times, the Ramah quote the minhag of the Maril as halacha, that the Shliach Tzibor takes off his shoes before Baruchu, he'll say Baruch Amad Bekod Shechol, and then everyone takes it off after hearing Baruchu, and that is the Shita of the Ramah. That is how the Ramah paskins. Now, another way out of it that a lot of people do, which I think makes the most sense, because also in terms of changing your Shabbos clothes, you'll avoid all these issues, is that a person, we just announce Marv is going to be 20 minutes later. So really the end of Shabbos, whatever, let's say Shabbos ends at whatever it is, I don't know what time. Shabbos is around 9 o'clock now, so like 9:05, Shabbos normally ends. So you make Baruch Hu, you make Marv at 9:15, 9:20. So you allow everybody already at 9:05 immediately at Tzeis to change into your Tisha B'Av clothing. You take off your Shabbos clothing, you take off your, you say Baruch Hu Ma'adim HaKodesh Shechol, you take off your Shabbos clothing, you take off your shoes, and then at that point you put on your regular Tisha B'Av clothing and then come to Shul, and that avoids the whole issue. I think that's what most Kehillahs do with Rizman Hazeh. I think it's the easiest situation. And that is something which you should, that's what we really should do. That's if it's possible for most keyless to do that. I think that that's what most rules do nowadays, and I think that makes the most sense. Just practically, it makes things a lot easier. You don't have to bring another pair to shul. You don't have to do all those things if one is able to. The person holds your in a time of thurma. This is the type of week that if you have that, that's going to be a little bit stuck because the keyless is going to start marav, and if you don't have your stuff, maybe you could bring David your father or mom maybe, and then you'll change afterwards. I guess that's what you have to do if you hold like shitas from in a time. And or at least the chumrah, then that's what you'd have to do this year. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with some more lachas. Be'ez Hashem, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, L'chaim, Tisha B'Av, in the following daily lachas.